Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. It is truly a blessing. It's a blessing as well as a privilege. Yes, it's a privilege. Hallelujah. To just to be found in the presence of God. Hallelujah. In His presence. Yes, 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 yes. Many desire to be here but are not able. But God has saw fit for you to be present. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are truly thankful for just to have you with us tonight. For you to just take time out of your busy schedule. And we know a lot of times that's the problem. We are busy, busy, busy. Sometimes too busy. Yes, too busy. And God requires our attention. He requires us to give Him some time. Yeah. And when we give Him time, it's like we're giving Him ourselves. We're giving ourselves to Him. Yes. Hallelujah. And we're just so grateful for you to listen in to the show and just give us a feedback every now and then. Yes, yes, yes. And we know that Victorious Living, we have been discussing water for quite some time. Yeah, for quite some time. We have been focusing on water. Yes, what water does, what water is capable of doing, how God has blessed us with water. We know that Dr. Jackson has really enlightened us with the effects of water in our bodies, how we should take water and drink water, drink more water than what we drink. We need more water. How the water pushes out the toxins, how water can push out the impurities that are in our bodies. Yes, a simple thing as water. Simple, because God has given us water. Yeah, yeah. And we just want to say thank you, Dr. Jackson, for your time and your efforts. And we look forward to having you with us real soon. Yes, and we know that each time we start the show, we always have our prayers and our concerns. And I just want to share something with you real quickly. It says, never underestimate the power of prayers. Yeah. Your words sail into the atmosphere where our Heavenly Father lives. You move worlds and confront Satan with the power of your prayers. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Master, for just allowing us to see this day. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your wisdom. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your patience, oh God. Thank you, God, for your teaching, God. Oh, God, that you have allowed us to receive, oh, God. Master, we ask you tonight to enrich us our lives through love, God. Show us how to love one another, Master. Grant us peace, oh, God, peace within our spirit, peace within our homes, peace within our communities, oh, God. Master, above all, grant us unity, God, that we may love one another, and that way the peace and the love and the joy, oh, God, will abide. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Again, we're just so happy to have you here. And we know that this is the end of our old topic, which was water. And we're embracing our new topic tonight. Yeah, the beginning of our new topic. And our new topic, we have a special guest here tonight with us. And our special guests, we see that they are in the house. Yeah. And we're going to just acknowledge Pastor Vivian George, who's with us tonight, as we thank God for her with God's Favorite Ministries and Victorious Living. Yes, we do. We just give her praise. Yes. And we thank God for her. Yes, we do. So we're going to open up tonight with just some conversations concerning jealousy. Jealousy, that's our word, jealousy. And we know that this is something that we see. We've been seeing it for the beginning of time. The beginning of time, yes. We've been seeing it in our churches. We've been seeing it in our lives. We see it every day. We see it in our homes. We see it in our children. We see it in our communities. Yes. So this is a word that God has given. Yeah, this is truly a word from God. So, Pastor George, are you present?
Yes, I am. So glad to be here tonight with you.
Well, we are blessed to have you. Yes, and we just want to just talk a little about jealousy that we see so prevalent today in our lives, in our homes, in our children, in the community, and in the church. However you want to expound, we're all ears.
Okay, thank you so much. Speaking of jealousy, if we remember how Joseph's brothers were jealous of him because his father had made him a coat of many colors, people can be jealous of many things. They were jealous of Joseph for so many things, not only the coat, but that was one of them. They was jealous because of him, his way his father cared for him. You know, we have families. We have jealousy in families. We have jealousy in workplaces. We have jealousies because people dislike the way you dress or the way you dress up because you have more, which it shouldn't be.
Right.
Jealousy can be as cruel as the grave, the Bible says. And
mm-hmm.
people will hurt you if they are jealous of you. People that are jealous have some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to solve those problems. And they
okay.
take it out on another person because they really don't know how to go to God and solve their problems.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be jealousy among us.
Amen.
There should be more love among us. And jealousy is outweighing the love among people. We don't have any reason be jealous of another one if we become to know ourselves, who we are in Jesus Christ. And a lot of people does not know who they are personally in Christ Jesus. When you get to know who you really, really, and I'm not just talking about a little light knowing, but really know who you really are, there's no room for jealousy. It's room for love and trying to help and trying to serve, be a servant. You know, God called us to be servants. If you
mm-hmm.
are jealous, if you are jealous, you cannot be a servant. Because, look, you know, if you are jealous and you want trying to serve, you're going to be jealous serving. So
mm-hmm.
that's a spirit, and that is not of God. So, when you're a servant, you're humble, you're loving, and you're kind, and you want to reach out to people and do for people in any way that you possibly can, there is no room for jealousy.
Amen.
should not let our, you know, the Bible tell us also that idle thoughts, about our thoughts being idle. And when your thoughts are idle and you don't have a life, your thoughts are idle, and the devil has his way of creeping in and putting all kind of things in your mind. And he'll bring people in your mind. See, we get hurt through people. Mm-hmm. We get talked about because through people. We get put down through people. It shouldn't be. But this is where jealousy comes in. When you got idle of mind, idle of thoughts, and your mind is not being filled with the word of God, you're not being taking in the truth, the true word of God is not registered in you as it should, then jealous thoughts comes in your mind. People
Amen.
Comes in your people comes in people's mind, and they have this jealous. That's what happened to Joseph's brothers. It came into their mind. You know, our mind is the battlefield where the devil have his way in the mind. So the devil comes in the mind, and he begins to play with your mind, and he wants to take over your mind where you are cropped up with jealousy. It's terrible. And that's one
Amen.
Thing I would like to encourage people. Don't let jealousy be a part of you. I fight that thing every day. I don't want to be jealous of anybody, anything anybody got. I know that sometimes people are jealous of people's beautiful cars, or their homes, or where they live,
Amen.
Or what they wear, or something like that. But we have to know what God, how God views us. It ain't about things. The things that make you jealous. Let's not be jealous of things, what people, and wanting to be like people. One thing we need to know is to be what God wants us to be.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you and keep you. Oh, we can be so jealous. We can tear down people with our tongue. That tongue is so unruly. And we can just take that tongue and just really tear down people, which shouldn't be. That shouldn't be. No, we don't want to tear down. We want to build. The Bible tells us to build one another up, to encourage each other in the Lord. We will have a beautiful, beautiful world if we would have more people building each other up and saying good things. If you can't find something good to say about someone, don't say anything. But no, we take this tongue that is full of deadly poison, and we want to tear down. We want to tear down. And that's not godly love. God loves us so much. He don't love one of us no more than he loved the other one. And that's what we have to get in. You know, let me give you this example.
Okay.
I was a small girl growing up. I used to walk alongside my mother, and I really loved my mother. My mother was a Christian woman. And one day I said to my mother, I said, Mom, I would love to have, I saw this girl walking, and she had this beautiful, long, curly hair. And I said, oh, Mom, I wish my hair was long and curly like that. And she looked down at me, and she said, baby, don't ever wish for what someone else have. Be thankful in what hair God gave you. God know what he wanted you to have. And, you know, that will never leave me. That will never leave me. How my mother taught me how to love myself. And, you know, I still didn't really get it as a little girl, but as I have grown in the Lord, nothing bothers me about anybody else. What they have, where they go, what they do, it doesn't matter. I got to love me because God loves me. He loves me. Oh, he loves me in whatever
Hallelujah.
Lamb. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then there is jealousy in marriages. You wouldn't think so. Yes, there is jealousy in marriage. Sometimes the man is jealous of his wife.
Mm.
Oh, you didn't go there. Yes, I did. Uh-huh. Sometimes men jealous of their wives.
Come on now, sister. Come on.
I'm telling you, that's why we have so many divorces, because the man wants to look better than the woman. Well, why did you're supposed to be fixing her up, adorning her to look all beautiful and everything. So, you know what? That can end in a divorce because of jealousy. He can just go because he's jealous of the wife, because the Spirit of the Lord isn't using her. Well, you're not applying yourself. Go somewhere and get along with God and let God use you. But men can be jealous. Men can be jealous of their wives.
All right. All
right. I know people saying, are you serious? Yes. Somebody's saying, oh, yeah, because my husband's jealous of me.
Yeah.
Somebody's jealous of what you purchase for another person. They don't want you buying things for other people unless you're buying the same thing for them. Oh, jealousy comes in so many ways.
Oh, jealousy. Yes.
So many ways. I can just go on and on. Did you want to have something to say? Or you wanted me to keep going?
I'm just enjoying you, sister. But I wanted you to just tell us how it affects our children. You know, our children, many times they're little, even as toddlers, little.
Yes. We have children. And just like I was just saying about me, I could have gotten jealous. But we have children. And just like Rachel, she was jealous, and she favored one son over the other one. And
right. You
see, you know, jealousy, as I said earlier, can start in the families, and it can start very, very young. When one parent is favoring one over the other one. So we have to be very careful and give our children much attention and not leave the other one out, because that one have a heart. It have a mind. It sees what you do. It sees and hears what you say. So we have to train our children up together and help them to love one another. Help each child to love one another. Love your brother. How to love your brother and sister. How not to leave them alone. How not to take part in the other one and put the other one down. And so it does bring on a jealousy in families at an early age. And
Amen.
Then you know they one of killed his brother because of jealousy. What is his name in the Word of God? He killed his brother. So, you know, can cause murder. Jealousy can cause murder.
Right.
So that we don't want to happen in our family. So we have to be careful on that jealousy spirit. And I know people, another thing, people don't like to see themselves. People just don't like to see themselves. But that spirit of jealousy can go into a rage, and it can cause murder, fighting, all kind of things going on with that spirit of jealousy. That spirit of jealousy can get so much out of rage.
Amen.
Why do you think we have so many killings on the street? A part of that, is jealousy.
Amen.
Jealousy can reach a wide range where it will destroy people. The love of God need to be taught in the home at an early age.
Amen. And this jealousy, it affects the body of believers. It really affects the church.
You're
in church and you thinking that you're in here with everyone loving and caring and kindness and just a loving spirit, and boom, all of a sudden this jealousy pops up, and you see it, but you're not sure what it really is. Because a lot of times we don't know how or what jealousy looks like.
Oh, you can't see it, but it's in that heart. Whatever comes, the Bible say, whatever comes out of you, it comes from the heart. So it comes. That's something that has formed. That's something has it formed. And once it formed in there, it will manifest, what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we see it. And a lot of times people leave churches and they're constantly going to different churches because of this spirit.
Well, we know that everybody in the church is not saved. Everybody in the church is not saved. So then we have to pray for those that we see. Well, I'll tell you why we have this in the church. Because so many people are coming in the church and they are hurting. And the church is supposed to be a hospital to heal them.
Amen.
The church is supposed to be the hospital, but so much of the church is not the church as God has planned it to be. And people in church need to be healed so much from so many hurts that they are going through at home and out there in the workplace and different places. And they are just going, and they will take out their hurts on you. And they don't mean to. A lot of people don't mean to take out their hurts on you, but it's because of what they're going through and the jealousy that they're going through that they will take it out on you and they will attack you.
Amen. Amen.
They need to
Amen.
Be free. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So true. But we just want to say we thank you, Pastor, for just sharing that with us about the jealousy that you covered a lot of ground when you told us that how it affects the marriages, because a lot of times we don't believe that would affect a marriage because it wasn't jealousy in the beginning, but the jealousy comes later on in the marriage.
Yes, it creeped in some kind of way. See, if we are not walking in the Spirit, it will creep in some type of way. See, the devil is subtle.
Okay.
And he knows, the devil knows what will cause jealousy in your heart. So he's going to find that avenue where he can creep in and attack with that jealous spirit to let it set in there. And see, a jealous spirit don't happen all of a sudden. It sit there and it manifests and it manifests itself, and then it grows and it looks and it watches and it's steady forming, and then you have an outburst.
Yes.
So when we find people that are jealous, and jealousy is very almost 90% just like pride.
Yes.
Pride is the first thing in this world. Pride rules the world.
Right.
And then after pride comes jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And jealousy can be very bitter. Jealousy can be very dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy. And that's how it get into marriages. It can be very dominating. It can. The only way you can get over jealousy is to know yourself. Have to know self, and want self to be free. To be free, and in order to get your spirit free, you must have a walk in the Spirit with the Lord to obey the will of God, because this spirit will come up. I've been in churches where jealousy was very high and even fight. So, hey, we even have pastors. I will go there. That we have pastors.
All right.
Of each other. And we don't need to be jealous of each other. We have pastors who ought to be helping each other, and they are jealous of each other.
Mm.
We don't need to be. We just need to be who God wants us to be.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, pastors. And we're talking about the people in the church, but we got to go to the head. Because the Bible says judgment going to start at the head. And we know this stuff sometimes comes down from the head.
Man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You are truly giving us the word. This is truly the word of God. And this is something that we, a lot of times, if we don't recognize it, we don't know, all we choose to turn the other way and look a different, look far off, as opposed to looking at what it really is. And not just in the church, but even in our life, in our homes.
In our home, in our churches, wherever we go, on the job, some people are jealous because on the job, that person can do better than they can in the work, or that person, the devil gets in their mind and say, oh, she just trying to do too much up in here. Don't worry. Be like, then you go like Martha and Mary. Martha
Amen.
Was complaining all the time. Martha was steady complaining about what Mary was doing. Stop thinking
all right.
about what your co-worker doing and get it together what you have to do. It all
Amen.
Falls back to self. We have to shine. The Bible tells us before you can get the mote out of somebody else, get the plank out of your own eye.
Amen.
So it really stems back to the individual. You got to look at yourself and get yourself
self-examination.
Fixed up.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Self-examination.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. And when you say self-examination, many times we don't do that. We don't like to look at ourselves in the mirror and really look, not just
right.
look naturally, but look deep, look past certain things. We don't like to look at ourselves like that. Because, see,
I might be falling in other areas, but one area I really, really searches myself, I don't want to be jealous of anybody.
Amen.
I want to try to do all I can to help people.
Amen. Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah.
You are right. You are right. But we are truly grateful for you just coming on with us this evening, just as we begin to expound on this new topic of jealousy, because we know that jealousy is prevalent and it's everywhere. This is something that has been going on for generations after generations. But the main jealousy that I wanted to just expound on was Jesus said that he was jealous. God said he was a jealous God. I'm sorry, I said Jesus. Excuse me. God said he was a jealous God.
Yeah.
Now, the jealousy that he's talking about is a different jealousy.
Yes.
Because he is our creator.
Yes, yes.
And he wants us. You know, he has died on the cross for us. So in the form of jealousy that he's talking about is the jealousy that he desires us to give him ourselves.
Yes.
And in the jealousy that he's also talking about is a jealousy that's a love. Can I say love jealousy?
Yes.
This is a love that has great. But again, Pastor, we just want to say we thank you for just coming on with us this evening. Could you close us out with a prayer?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful to be on tonight, God. We pray that someone was listening, God, oh God, that might be fighting with some tenderness of jealousy, God. Maybe they might look in their hearts, oh God. Maybe this might have touched them, oh God. Father God, it might be some husband or some wife or somebody on the job or someone in the church, God. But wherever that jealousy is hitting them, if they just have a jealous spirit, Father, against anybody, help them to change. change, God, and put that love in them, God. Love that all the fruits of the Spirit, God, we decree it tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that you keep us, and they will listen the next time and say, oh, I'm so glad that you taught this because it really helped me. We pray, God, that this word goes out and your word don't fall on deaf ears, oh, God, that ears be open, eyes become illuminated, God, ears, oh, God, be open to hear and receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
We thank you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.